This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know that Adam from Shelton is. Adam, are you there?
I am. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. I am Taryn, your host, and it's time for you to get out of your seat.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing at home, Adam is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Adam?
Oh, yeah.
How many different colored pills was Neo offered in The Matrix?
2.
Correct. What is the largest island in Italy?
Sicily.
Yes. Danny Zuko and Sandy Olsen are the main characters from what musical?
Pass. Grease.
Correct. What was the name of the handheld pet that became a craze in 1996?
Digipet.
No.
Pass.
To help keep sand out of their eyes, how many sets of eyelids do camels have?
3.
Correct. Which popular social media platform was originally called Peekaboo?
Facebook.
No.
Twitter.
No.
MySpace.
No. What was the main type of alcohol used in a traditional Moscow mule?
Vodka.
Correct. In what state would you find the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Ohio.
No.
Michigan.
No.
Iowa.
No. What is the term for a caterpillar turning into a butterfly?
Cocoon.
No.
Pass.
How many seasons did MASH air?
6.
No. You, Adam, got 5 correct.
Not terrible.
All right.
Let's see how our boy Migs will do.
I mean, was that right down the middle?
It was right down the middle.
All right, we got it.
There he is.
Yeah, buddy.
Steve Migs, are you ready?
Yeah, Daddy, let's go!
Oh, my God. How many different colored pills was Neo offered in The Matrix?
Red, blue, 2.
2, yes, that's correct. What is the largest island in Italy?
Oh, Venice?
No.
Sicily.
Correct. Danny Zuko and Sandy Olsen are the main characters from what musical?
Grease 2?
No.
Grease?
Yes. What was the name of the handheld digital pet that became a craze in the 90s?
I still think Grease 2 is better. Oh. Is that the Tamahuchi? Tamagotchi?
Correct. To help keep sand out of their eyes.
Tamahuchi's a whole other game.
How many sets of eyelids do camels have?
I don't know, 6?
No.
9?
No.
8?
No. Which popular social media platform was originally called Peekaboo?
Snapchat.
Yes. Woo. What was the main type of alcohol used in a traditional Moscow mule?
That'd be vodka.
That is correct. In what state would you find the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Been there. New York.
Correct. What is the term for a caterpillar turning into a butterfly?
Oh, crap. We read the damn book all the time with Tatum when she was younger. Metamorphosis.
That is right. Ugh. How many seasons did MASH air?
70.
No. Yeah,
it felt like it.
Is it like 11 or 12?
Steve, you got 8 correct, and yes, it was 11 seasons.
It was 11?
Yes.
Damn it. I don't get that one, though, right?
You do not.
Yeah.
But you were a winner, 8-5 today. Sorry, Adam.
Good game, Steve.
Thank you, my brother. Have a great day. You're simply the best. Oh, the Tamahuchis.
Tamagotchis.
Yes.
You did have it in there. It was something that our friend Adam did know. How many sets of eyelids do camels have? It is 3.
3 eyelids.
Yeah. Mm. It's a very sandy life they live. You got to have 3 eyelids. Fair. 2 would be inadequate.
You're right. You need at least 1 more eyelid than the number of humps you have on your
exactly.
back.
Exactly.
Yeah, duh.
Well, congratulations, Steve. You are the winner this morning.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.